In America, of course, elections are inescapable.
It's election night in America, and the best political team on TV is back in action.
What this means in terms of change?
All night long, election night in America.
But in many parts of the world, one must escape the clutches of the government to experience anything like an election.
We have been tortured and harassed by these people many times. To be frank, we feel very sore. I myself feel very sore against these army people.
That's the voice of a candidate for parliament in military-run Myanmar. Her name is Cho Cho, and she's participating in this weekend's balloting in what the rest of the world calls Burma, where the outcome is assured. The military will still be in control no matter what happens.
For Cho Cho and for two of her colleagues, called the Three Princesses by political dissidents, this Tea Party is a real gathering of political activists in a leafy suburb of Rangoon.
All three of these women have paid a price for trying to resist the generals. Cho Cho spent 3 years in prison. They oppose military rule, but they believe they need to participate in this weekend's election, even though it might seem meaningless.
Why do we become politicians? Because we love our country and our people. We want to change the system. If we are elected, they have to talk to us in the parliament. It's going to be a talk on the table. So why not? We are fighting and we are working for the people, not for the generals.
The election this weekend will be run under tough new rules. The military is guaranteed a leading role in the new parliament with a veto over all legislation. And it's almost impossible for journalists to cover the election.
Our partner, the BBC, is not even allowed to report from Burma. But as you can hear from this clandestine trip inside the country, the voices of democracy take huge risks in this nation to get word to the outside world.
It's only possible to travel by night, and speaking with political opposition leaders requires a lot of waiting, biding time until military intelligence, the men who keep watch over dissidents' houses, have gone home for the night.
This election is like a feast, which is poison, you see, poison.
U Wei Tin is one such dissident. He spent 19 of the last 21 years in prison, and he's the spokesman for the Nobel Prize-winning political legend Aung San Suu Kyi, under house arrest for years by the Myanmar junta. Aung San Suu Kyi has called this election a sham and wants the people to boycott. Spokesman U Wei Tin told the BBC.
Of course, we have to give some pressure, because, you see, if you go into, see, for instance, to the election, you can't do anything more. By boycotting, we can rally the world opinion and the public opinion in Burma, and we can give some pressure, you see, some pressure on the military rulers.
It's been this way since 1990, when an overwhelming majority of the Burmese population voted for pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi and her National League for Democracy. Since that suppressed election, the generals have ruled, and thousands of opposition supporters have been killed, jailed, or forced into exile.
3 years ago, during the so-called Saffron Revolution, monks led the people onto the streets in protest against the military government. The generals brutally crushed the uprising with violence, arrests, and imprisonment.
And now pressuring the religious leaders to support this election seems to be the latest twist for the military leaders. In the city of Mandalay, the BBC was taken undercover to see a monk who was involved in the Saffron Revolution. This senior monk escaped arrest. But he says some monks are being persuaded by what some might call the dark side.
The monks that are in agreement with the military, those who collaborate with them, are given special favors. The government is always trying to get the monks to join them. Those monks that rebel are removed. The government is afraid that the monks and the people might join together again. And if they can discredit the monks, then there'll be divisions between the monks and the people, and the monks won't be able to lead anymore.
The BBC asked the Burmese government for their reaction to claims that this election is a sham. They received no reply.
And our thanks to our partners at the BBC for letting us into that window inside Burma or Myanmar on the eve of this election. It's not going to be a party of any kind this weekend. The people's decision to participate or not to participate in this election could become a matter of life or death for some voters and even some dissidents. No matter how many people vote, the generals have ensured they'll remain in control,
veto over
all legislation. And they retain the faint hope in this election that it might persuade the outside world that they're on a path to democracy. That's a faint hope, I think.
Yeah. Faint is generous.
It also, in a sense, blocks the path of those who oppose them, those voices you just heard from within.
lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.